Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is December 27th. It's Dream Theme Thursday. It's on our way to the new year, which is coming. And every year, I always felt like I wanted to do this new year preparation. And this year, I thought, God, I don't feel like I have to do anything so different. I just want to put more time into the things I'm doing. And I thought, why don't I just do one thing? And if I just do that, it kind of fixes or increases the intensity or whatever it does to everything else I'm doing is, you know, less running around and more time to what we do. And I thought, that's it. That's it. It's done. I think when Christ said this was the time of progression and progressing, we are progressing in such a way things aren't so off that we need to make a list of things to bring ourselves back on again. It's an interesting thought, which I was just having this morning. But welcome to today's show. I had a dream the other night, and I'm only going to take a few minutes on this. I have another dream to do. But I had a dream the other night, and I can't remember anything about the dream except this little boy. And he was everywhere I was, I would turn around, and there would be this little boy, and he would smile. And every time I smiled back at him, he would laugh, like this little happy kid. And he had like this blondish brown. I've never seen this child. And it was parted down the side and over. He was very clean cut little boy, but he was so smart. He looked like he was probably between 3 and 4 years old. And every time I'd look at him and smile, he would burst out laughing. But the whole time he was smiling at me. It's just when I caught him or turned around and saw him. And after I was, you know, up and running around and I was saying to Christ, God, what was up with that dream? Like, who's that little kid? And he was so cute because everybody is happy inside. Everybody is happy inside. Everything that's on top of it is covering it up, but we are all that happy inside. And I thought, what a great message. So I wanted to share that with you just so you know that deep inside, you are actually very happy. You have an internal, natural happiness. And it made me happy the rest of the day to know that, just to have heard that. And I couldn't wait till Dream Theme Thursday to tell you about it. But he was just there and every time. But he was ignited to the laughter by my smiling at him. Even though he was already smiling, it went to another level for him. And it really reminds me of the power of connecting, of a smile, that it set off his happiness. He didn't know me. He didn't talk to me. It's a dream, but it set him off. And when we smile at each other, in that moment, we forget all the stuff that we think is in our way from being happy. It like cuts to the chase. So I guess the smile is really, really huge in our world, and not to underestimate that power because it's very powerful. So I have a dream from Roy Haggerty, and he says, I was being led down to a river which was not water but thick, black, gray mud that sucked you down. Oh my gosh, like quicksand. To the left was a bridge going over the river. The whole scene, including landscape, was dark, gray, black. The sky was full of dark gray and black storm clouds that rolled over each other as they made their way across the sky. It was windy. The whole scene was intimidating and created a feeling of fear in me. Someone was leading me by hand down to the sucking mud. As we approached, I said, "No, I do not want to go down there. I want to be with Jesus instead." I walked up to the bridge and looked across the other side. I was hoping to see Jesus on the bridge, but he did not appear. I hoped the bridge might lead me across to a better place, but it was just as scary as the rest of the environment over it with the dark sucking mud underneath. Upon hearing this dream, and I don't read them. Once I know it's a dream, I don't read them beforehand because I love the spontaneity of Christ and of all of us. And when you read that, it sounds like no way out. This is your only choice. You either got this sucking mud that's going to take you down. The storm is going to take you down. Going across the bridge is going to take you down. And all it's saying to you, because you wanted to see Jesus, and it feels let down when you don't because you ask. Not about seeing Jesus. It's about believing in God and bigger. And I know it sounds simplistic to say that, but believing and saying we believe are two different things. When we get tested to our beliefs, which is what was happening to you in your dream, when we get tested, that's when we know what we believe and what we don't. Doesn't mean I was just thinking of something when I said that. There was a time in my life when I got pregnant and I was asked by my husband to get an abortion. At the time, I didn't care about abortion. I didn't care if someone did it or not. I believed everyone has the right to choose, and I still believe that because it's none of my business to tell anyone what to do. Whether they're laws or not, I think we all have an internal moral compass. He said he was going to leave me if I didn't abort the child. I said, "I can't abort. I already have a child. And knowing what's inside of me, I cannot do that." He said, "Well, I'm going to leave you." So I got scared. And one night before I went to sleep, I said to myself, "Well, maybe I could do it." Now, I was young. I was in my 20s. Do it, and then everything will be okay again. And I went to sleep. And in my sleep, I had a dream. And the dream was I was standing in front of God. And God was asking me why I had an abortion. Because he was mad if I were to have an abortion. He just asked me why I had an abortion. So in my dream, I'd already done it. And I said, "Well, my husband said he was going to leave me if I didn't. And I wanted to keep my family intact. Isn't that what we're supposed to do?" He said, I didn't ask you what your husband wanted. I asked you what you wanted. Why did you do that when you didn't want to?" And I thought, wow, because I didn't believe in myself enough that I'd be okay. I didn't really know how you would be there, because on earth things are really complicated, and you know, I already have a child, and, you know, I started coming up, and I realized that I had a lot of reasons that didn't mean anything, that I slapped on top of what I actually believed, which was the right to make that decision without any influence slapped all over it. So I woke up the next morning, And I said to my husband, I know what you want, and I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. You're going to lose me either way, the abortion. You're going to lose me as a person, because now I'm going to be very, very resentful of you for imposing that on me, because it's something I don't believe is right for me. Or you're going to lose me because you leave me for staying with this pregnancy. He got really mad, really, really mad, to the point where he did not talk to me. So months after I had the baby, unless there were people around us, didn't even know what to do with me. But I believed in what I did. So that was okay with me. It hurt me. The rejection was hard. But that's when I knew what I believed, as opposed to what I thought I believed. And in your dream, Roy, the beauty of your dream, and it's a beautiful dream. It looks dark and mucky, and wow, there's no light in the whole dream. But in it all, you were looking for Christ. No matter what you saw, didn't waver what you believed in your heart. No matter how scary it got, it was like one step got scarier than the other, and there wasn't a river there. It was a sinkhole. It was a place for you to just go in and get clobbered by all the different debris. And there's a bridge, and the bridge, you don't even know where that leads you. But whatever is going on in your life, you are surviving it because of what you believe. And this dream was showing you that no matter how dark things get, how hard they get, you actually will be okay. No matter what you gain or lose, no matter who comes or goes, no matter what illnesses you have, only your body gets old, isn't sick. Our soul isn't our body. Whatever bodies we have here and whatever circumstances we put our bodies in, that's only here. But we leave it all behind. Our soul is free of this at some point. Us believing in God to what we're doing here, helping each other, service to each other, a smile, talking, hearing each other. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. I don't care where someone lives, how they live, what they bought, what they have, what they don't have, all of it. At the end of the day, when we go back to sleep, all we think about are those small personal touches we had throughout the day. Because that's how big it is in energy. It doesn't minimize what we have to do here. The way our lives are set up, the way we all, in some way, shape, or form, agreed to be with each other in terms of bills and work and money and how that works and what we can get and what we can't get and all this stuff, that's just busy work. Teach us about ourselves. That's like Christ when I first saw him and I started writing all the time. I'm waking up, I'm writing in the daytime, writing in the middle of the night, writing. Anytime I sit down, I'm writing. And I didn't know how the books were going to come out. And he said, well, they're already done. I'm like, no way, not this writing. It's time to get it prepared. As long as we are working from a place of understanding ourselves, our belief stays intact. When we stop listening to ourselves, to what those little pangs that we get from our soul that says, you know, this would be the best thing to do. Oh, no, I can't do that. That would take too much time. I can't say that to that person. That would be like so nice. It would be weird. No, it wouldn't. Never weird. Honest is never weird. Truth is never weird. It might feel like that before you say it because we're so far away from it. But boy, once you say it, you want to talk about a burp. That's like the best burp in the world. Just to be able to just say the simple truth. And what happened to you in your dream, how intimidating the scene was, the scene, how fearful it made you feel. And someone was leading you, you don't even know who, by the hand, down to the mud. Someone was taking you there. And you knew enough to say no. You knew enough to say, I want to see the light. I don't want to see this. This is just too much. I don't need to see it get dark and then darker. The sky's dark, the ground's dark beneath you, the side of you, in front of you, behind you, and yet someone's taking you there. But you knew you didn't have to go. I know you're going to think I'm crazy to say this, Roy, but that's a beautiful dream. That dream is telling you who you are. That dream has reinforced to you your beliefs. No matter what the obstacles are not designed for you to fall beneath them and blame them and use them as an excuse for why you can't do whatever it is you think you need to do or want to do in your life. Obstacles are designed to reinforce your beliefs. There's magic once you know what you know in terms of how your perspective changes in your life. See him in your dream. I never expected that. Not for any reason other than the fact that I wasn't Christian and I had no basis to even begin to draw from an experience or knowledge or anything to draw from what Christ was or is. But I will tell you, when I saw him, I knew. I knew. I had no doubt who that was. That's how powerful the inner knowledge we have, the things we are veiled from, is. That knowledge, when I needed it, it showed up. Even though I walked around this earth for 40 years without it. Very limited knowledge, but I knew. I knew that what I saw just changed my life. I had no idea how. I tried to make him go away because it was just too big for my brain to know what to do with that. The feeling was bigger than anything I'd felt, yet simpler than anything I felt. And that was a weird combination in that time. And yet here you are, going down to a river that's not actually a river. It's a mud. Should have been a river with a bridge over it. But you knew that wasn't okay. That wasn't where you needed to go. But the more beautiful part is you knew where to go. Seeing Christ didn't make me feel like, wow, I've seen the light. Or wow, I'm so special. Or wow, what do I do with this? Even have a chance to get there while it was happening. It was when he left that I started to think, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, and I remember driving and thinking to myself, wow, that girl that grew up in the Midwest that couldn't speak English, that ran in a field, almost like it wasn't me. I used to run in the prairies. We had prairies all over the place where we lived. And I used to run in them because there wasn't much to do. And I thought, boy, that girl. And then she sees Christ. Wow, couldn't even wrap my mind around that that was me. I remember when I called my mom and she started screaming at me because now she thought I turned Christian and were Muslim and she's not going to see me in heaven now, and telling me not to tell anybody. And then within an hour of us talking, Christ talked through me to her. And then she started to cry and say, oh my God, I believe you, but I'm just too old to change. And I said, he's not asking you to change. Christ doesn't ask us to change. He understands our circumstances. And Roy, you understand yours. Whatever you're going through, just keep your belief strong and work towards that belief. It's the strongest energy you can work towards. The fact that you were looking for Christ and he didn't appear, but you knew that he's there. My mom knew that day. She knew. Just like I knew when I saw him. And everyone I told, I prefaced with, you're going to think I'm crazy, but no one thought I was crazy. And at least not to my face. But you knew. And you know. And whatever you think is wavering in you, this dream is telling you that you're solid. You're solid. Somebody who doesn't know isn't less fortunate than you are. But it's a strength, it's an inner strength, an inner resource that we don't even know we have until we know what it feels like to have it. Why I love so much talking about it. Because every time I tell the story, I feel like I opened up a door that we just didn't know was there to open. And God is not judging us on whether we know or not, and whether we believe or not, or whether we're good or not. It's just a celebration when we discover. Celebration. And you feel it. You feel it in your heart. You feel it in your soul. You feel it in your walk. You feel it when you're talking. You feel it when you look at somebody and they're telling you something and you know that they only want the best for themselves and they're on their way to it. We're all on our way to it. There is no soul left behind. There is no soul more important than another. And the ways in which we help each other, and the ways we reach out, whether we communicate in words or not, we are communicating. That's why when someone does something horrific, we all go into shock because we're like, wow, that was a possibility. But what that means, what that looks like to God, is that they shut down all systems. And when we shut down all systems and we are void of who we are, we can act in very cruel ways. And when we look at people who've done those things, they're devoid of emotion because they've shut it down. See, they have no sympathy. They have nothing. They can take the life of another the way their life was taken from them by their own hands. And your life, Roy, isn't meant to be taken. Your dream reinforced that no matter how intimidating anything is around you, you're okay. Believe in who you are. Believe in the fact that God is present. That's an entire support system right there, that it's a resource. It's a resource that we will never, ever be without once we discover it. Even if we get mad at it, even if we think, but God, I've got to pay bills. But God, you know, my kid's doing this or that. But God, you know, we start going after God because we don't know who to go after. And we think, why is all this happening to me? One more thing and I'm going to just fall apart. And then one more thing happens because God wants you to know that you won't fall apart. I've learned not to say this is the worst things could get. I used to say that every once in a while and then they got worse, but they weren't really worse. They were really God just trying to show me that, hey, look, you're still standing, kid. Come on. Don't mess with me, because then I'll teach you a bigger part of yourself that you didn't even know was there. And your dream kept taking you. It was like, first you're just going down to a river and then it's black. And then you look up and the sky is, and then you look down and the ground is sucking people in, or it's going to suck you in. And then you see a bridge. Oh, wow, the bridge might take me somewhere good. And then you find out it doesn't. But then you found one light in there, and look who you were looking for. Why weren't you looking for your pet or a family friend or a parent? No. Because inside of us, we know God is love. He is, and I just say he because I don't know what else to say, but he is our deepest love. And we all know it, debated. When we remember that small morsel that God gives us the free will to find, we discover a really good, solid part of us. And then we're like, wow, how did I do it without thinking this? You think, I did it. Somehow I did it. Wasn't meant for me to know until now. Really interesting how simple God is and how respectful of free will God is. Form just the way you need it to. And I thank you for your dream, because this was a great dream to have before the new year, and to really think about how many resources we already have and how to stay as close to that truth inside of you. Because the closer you are to it, the bigger life does get around you, because you see it with different eyes, with hopefulness towards other people and towards yourself. And you start to wish for others what you wish for yourself, because you understand the magnitude of all of us being happy. Tomorrow at Questions Friday, have a great Thursday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.